The award-winning Brocklin service team is happy to work on your vehicle regardless of where you bought it. There's a brand new auto dealership in Columbia, Illinois, and it's a name you can trust. Introducing the all-new Bob Brocklin Buick GMC in Columbia, a big city dealership with a friendly hometown feel. 5 minutes from the JB Bridge, just off I-255 on Old State Route 3. Store hours are 8 to 8 Monday through Friday and Saturday till 6, or 24/7 online at brocklin.com.
Imagine a store that lets you get the things you wanted, how you wanted. Don't want to use your credit? Don't. Don't have credit? Don't worry. Want to set up a payment plan around your paydates so you're never short on cash? It's up to you. Imagine payments that fit your budget, your schedule, your life. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Flexible payment plan scheduled around your needs. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect as a gift anytime. Kuna Food Service. Online at steakgift.net.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000, St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
Research. Price. Find. OnlyCars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
All right. I have a couple of contributions myself to this segment, which is Tech Talk. Jose Hernandez is already in place. And I hope you are, too, and ready to call, because this is an opportunity. And look, don't tell me that there's not something frustrating in your life that has to do with modern electronic technology. Your phone's giving you a fit, or you don't know which one to buy, or your computer is in, or a TV. Oh, my goodness, which one do we get? A flat screen? What size? This is the guy who can answer your questions. His name is Jose. His sponsor is Oreck. I'm going to give you the numbers. He's going to do a little monologue, and then you get the call, and the phones are already lighting. So here we go, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And as I said, he's brought to you by Oreck. And the locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers, they're terrific people, and they have some really great products that you don't even know have the Oreck name on them. And you won't until you walk in the stores. Oreck proudly presents Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
All right, my two contributions. A friend of mine called. He said it doesn't matter what he does. And he's telling me about an app. And by the way, this, I'm not surprised this is available, but I think it is one of those things that for all the criticism the internet gets or cell phones get, this could be literally a lifesaver. And I used the word literally properly that time. It's a fingerprint app where once you download the app, and I don't know what it costs, like most apps don't cost, I don't know of many apps that cost much of anything, $1, $2, free. If a woman, and I say woman because I think this would be the primary application. Let's say you have a 19-year-old daughter, and she's out somewhere, and all of a sudden she gets very uncomfortable, it's very crowded, and some guys are being inappropriate, and she feels uncomfortable. She holds her thumb on the screen of that phone for I think it's 10 seconds, and lets go. That activates a call. It also kicks in the GPS feature. If she doesn't deactivate it within 10 seconds after that and call it back and go, okay, false alarm, the cops go to right to where she is.
Wow.
How about that deal? Isn't that great? So it's sort of without him knowing it or whoever it is making her feel, ooh, this is not good. They don't have a clue. You could just reach in, touch that screen, hold your thumb on it. I think that's a great app.
I wonder what it costs for a false alarm.
Well, it should cost. If you're drunk and acting stupid, go watch, the cops will come.
Right,
you should have to pay $100.
Yeah, security systems are like that. You get like two free false alarms, and then every time they have to return.
And I've had to pay.
I've had
to pay two or three
because
the alarm went off and the cops came out and it wasn't necessary. Now, the other thing that I have is as an observation, I have an iPhone 5S or whatever, and it's giving me the notice that I need to upgrade the software.
Mm-hmm.
This is brilliant. This is so brilliant. I went to do it. It won't let me do it because I don't have enough available space left,
right,
which is going to make me go buy a bigger, more gigabyte smartphone next time.
Yes. Or
I think that is brilliant marketing.
Have you checked how many
photos.
Yes, and I'm not eliminating my photos, and I'm not eliminating my music, and those two things are eating up most of it.
Well, you can dump your photos into a computer and get them off your phone.
Yeah, but I like saying, hey, look at this.
There's an easier way to do it.
All right, how?
Download the, go to iTunes on a PC or your Mac.
Right.
Download the upgrade to the Mac, then do the install to your phone through a USB cable.
Okay.
Because it will. It doesn't need to be on the device you're installing
on. The sad thing about me is I have no idea what to do, what you just said. I'm so stupid.
If you'll go to YouTube, there's a five-year-old.
The first thing I thought was, it says, you need 4 free gigabytes of space to download the software. I have 3. And I thought, aha, they know that the next phone I get, now I'm going to get the 32-gigabyte phone.
Right.
Because I don't have enough stuff. That's all I have. Peon, Dan, anything?
Brad, before Jose gets going, has a traffic bulletin.
Well, this is important. This could save lives. Brad, what do you have for us?
Well, first off, I'm AM and the PM.
Of course you are.
But there's a, someone tried beating the Metrolink train at Highway 111 in East St. Louis. And
lost?
I'm sorry?
They lost the race?
They lost. Definitely lost. I did recommend Schaefer Auto Body for their car.
if it's not total.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But, it's probably not going to affect traffic too much, but the Metrolink riders are going to be pretty unhappy in Illinois.
No kidding.
And I was wondering if Jose could recommend something that would possibly, you know, tell me, hey, don't pull out in front of that train.
There's not an app for that, is there?
No, I can explain it to that guy. I just can't understand it for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brad, thank you for the traffic update.
Thank you.
All right. There goes Brad, our unofficial traffic. That opens a line, by the way. You can call right now and grab his line. 314-969-KTRS. Anybody else for no? Jose?
No.
All right, Jose, it's all yours.
First of all, I had a listener contact me in reference to a camera question. He's attempting to ask me questions about upgrading to a full-body digital DSR camera. I will get to you. I've been doing my research. I just don't know quite what to recommend yet, but I don't want to spend all this time talking about digital SLRs.
Okay, DSR would be digital single reflex? No.
Yeah.
Was that right?
SLR, single reflex.
Hey, how about me?
Wow.
Digital single reflex. Surprised myself.
Last year, Target got cyber attacked to the tune of about 40 million people. Last month, Home Depot got hit for 56 million people. Just when you thought it was safe to go back into the internet, J.P. Morgan got hit over the weekend. 83 million people will be affected by that.
See, now there's so much of this, and the numbers are so big, that I don't even worry about it. Because I figure they got all those people to go steal identity from. It's like the lottery.
Yeah, why do they want yours?
They're not
all the banks
they're not gonna get me.
Probably will just implement a plan where just every 6 months you get a new card with a new number.
Probably not a bad idea, except that when you have bills that are paid from credit card, then they get the year.
Right, you got to put in all the new information.
You got to reload it again.
Marriott got fined $600,000 by the FCC. No, they did not say a bad word.
What did they do?
You ever been to the Opryland Hotel in Nashville?
Yes.
Lots of conventions go there.
Yes.
Lots of people bring their iPhones or little hotspots to be able to do the internet connection so they don't have to pay for the hotel's Wi-Fi.
I don't blame them. You shouldn't have to pay for that anymore.
Well, it seems that the Opryland was jamming the personal Wi-Fi connections.
Well, to make them use theirs.
And charging organizations between $250 and $1,000 per access point.
Ooh.
Somebody found these little devices, complained to the FCC, and the FCC said, yeah, no.
Good.
Can't be doing that.
And by the way, I think we're at a point now where you hotel, stop charging for internet. You know, if you want to go in the lobby, you can use your iPad or your phone. No, I want to do it in my room and stop charging extra. But pad it into the room rate and just, you know, we'll know when we get our printout bill. But knock that off.
And last but not least, researchers at drweb.com have uncovered a malware on Macs that is run on the reddit.com site.
Okay.
Apparently what happens is you get this little malware in your Mac, and it starts redirecting you to Reddit sites that there are known hacks for, and they're pulling your information. The easiest way to find out if you have it is you look for a folder called Java capital W. Yeah. Yeah, if you have Java capital W, your machine is in fact infected. Unfortunately, other than just reloading the Mac completely from base, they don't have a fix for it yet. So Mac users, go out and check, see if you've got a Java W folder, and you can get more information from the Dr. Web site, which is drweb.com.
Okay. Want some calls? Because we're loaded up with them.
Let's go.
We will start with the guy who's been holding the longest, and that's Bob. Bob, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Bob.
First of all, I am AM and the PM.
That is good to know.
My parents recently passed away, and going through their house, we've got 2,000 pictures on the old Kodachrome slides.
Yeah.
What would you recommend as the most inexpensive way of somebody that could transfer all of that to a DVD for me?
Can I ask Bob a question? Bob, you mind if I ask? You said your parents passed away, like they both passed away at the same time? What happened?
Oh, no, my mom passed away 10 years ago. My dad just passed away this spring.
Okay. It sounded like maybe they both died together in a horrible accident.
Yeah, the way I said it, I can see why you thought that. But no, that wasn't the
case. Think I know what Jose's going to say. Go ahead, Jose.
Bob, there's a couple options. One is you can find a local photo company here in the area that will transfer them for you. At $2,000, it's probably going to be cheaper for you to purchase a USB device.
Do what?
They make scanners that will scan the Kodachrome slides into your computer, and you can
buy a scanner and you put it into the UBS on the computer.
You plug it into your USB port on your computer and scan them yourself.
I mean, he could go to any, like a Best Buy, or just tell him, go in the store and say, I want to transfer these slides to a computer. The other thing you could do if you want to spend the money, and it's going to cost you, is go to Schiller's or someplace, and they'll do it.
I got to admit, I did try that, and it was going to be over, it was like $1 a slide.
Right. Yeah.
Jose's right. You put the slides in it, and it just shoots, it zaps it right into your computer, and you got it all on the computer. It's probably going to take a while because it's not going to be...
Right, it's not instantaneous.
No, it's slide by slide by slide, but I mean, it's going to take you a while. But that's the cheap way to do it.
What would a scanner cost, just roughly?
Should be less than a couple $100. A
couple hundred? That's a lot less than 2,000. Okay.
Well, now, hang on. Let me get a calculator.
Are you sure? Less than 2,000.
A couple hundred is less than... By golly, he's right. It is less than 2,000. I just did the math. Thank you, Bob.
Okay, thanks.
All right. And next is... Keith. Keith, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Hey, Keith.
I am AM and the PM.
Well, can't hear that too much.
I got hopefully an easy question for you. I have a laptop that I use in a small business, and it has a program in it that I use here, and it's by that Deluxe. And I bought a new laptop to use here. Well, I went to put that program on this laptop, but I seem to have misplaced the security code that you have to put in there.
Yes.
Is there any way to get them security codes without having to buy new software? Or
do you remember where you purchased the software?
Yeah.
You might be able to contact those people, and if you have your receipt with you, you should be able to somehow recover it.
Well, that might be. It's probably older than that.
Oh.
You know, as far as the receipt, I mean.
Well, no, but if you bought it from the company,
yeah,
then the company should have some history of you purchasing it.
Oh, okay.
I would contact the manufacturer and tell them you want to transfer it and you need the key for it.
Okay.
And see what they tell you.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Keith, thank you.
Thank you very much. And
thanks for listening, of course. Jim is here. Jim, say hi to Jose.
Good morning, or good afternoon, Jose.
Good afternoon, Jim.
Hey, I have two questions. The first one of which is I'm looking at getting a new iPhone 6, but I have iPhone 4, and I was going to give it to my mother-in-law who's been wanting one.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a way that I can clean it, take it back to its factory conditions?
Yeah, there's a way to do a factory restore on it. I don't know offhand what it is, but if you'll go to the Googles, I'm sure somebody's made a video on how to do it.
It'll be a combination of button holding down buttons, and it'll bring up a menu.
Yeah, Vulcan neck pinch or something.
Okay. Now, does that clear everything out? I mean, like it's like just a brand-new phone, not a setup to an account or a phone number or anything like that, or how does that work?
I believe it clears all your personal data. I don't know what it does for the phone number.
Jim, this phone's for who? Your mother-in-law?
My mother-in-law is wanting one. Yeah.
And this was your phone previously.
It is my phone currently.
So you want to get the porn off of it so that your mother-in-law doesn't know you're watching porn? Am I close?
You're close.
Okay. I like an honest man. Did he answer your question? Okay, Jim.
That's one question. I have a second question.
Okay.
Right. Okay. With the same phone, it's an iPhone 4, and when I take phone calls, I can answer the phone or whatever, but when you bring the phone down to hang up, the screen doesn't light up. It's like whatever detects it, your movement or whatever, doesn't do it. And the only way I can get the phone to turn off is hit the big button, and if it comes up and says, oh, you need to turn off the phone, turn off the phone call. Would that be something that is making it go bad eventually that wouldn't be good to give to her, or what?
I don't think so. It sounds like it might be in the settings.
That might be. Okay, because I do work in a dusty environment because I do have a wood shop. And
right.
I'm in there all the time.
Look, Jim, this is your mother-in-law. Okay, give her a defective phone and then so, just act like she's just, what, Mom? You're stupid. That phone's fine. Make her look stupid.
Not mother-in-law.
Okay.
She's nice.
She's nice?
Yes. She's very nice.
Lucky, lucky, lucky. No, I am too. I'm lucky that way. I have a great mother-in-law, so I understand. Thank you, Jim.
All right, thank you.
All right. Up next is Larry. Larry, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Larry.
I'm in the PM.
Oh, man. We appreciate it.
I bought a Microsoft Surface just recently, and I went to download Malwarebytes on it, and it won't accept that.
Is it a Surface 2 or a Surface RT?
That's what I was going to ask.
I believe it's an RT.
Yeah, RT is not, although it says Windows, it isn't the Windows operating system.
Okay.
It's kind of a Windows Lite.
What should I, there was in some of the free apps, it had some that I had never heard of, and I put one on there just, you know, but is there a better one that I could use?
I don't know. I don't have much experience with the RT operating system.
Okay.
But if I can check on it. If you want to send me an email at techquestions@ktrs.com, I can get back to you.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thanks.
Right. Thank you, Larry. Mm-hmm. All right. Did we have a Ben on earlier? Was there another Ben?
No,
maybe
so.
Not. Ben, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, for that first guy with the slides, don't you guys have an advertiser that's running a special on that right now?
Oh, man.
Oh, well, I wish that guy was still
oh,
on.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Or how did a special?
I say the best thing is here, we're running a special. Yeah.
No, I don't know what happened to that guy.
My real question is, my mother-in-law had her purse stolen out of her car, and in her purse was everything, including her phone. What happens with the data that's on that phone? Like, she has pictures of my daughter and stuff on there. What happens with that phone, and is that stuff retrievable from whoever has it, or?
What kind of phone is it?
iPhone 5 or 4.
First of all, did she have a locked passcode? Did she, or is it just?
I'm sure she did. I think it was her work phone, so I'm probably they probably have some protected and information within there.
Yeah, what happens when you call Apple and they shut the phone down? Does that mean that all that stuff is?
Well, that's an idea.
Retrievable?
Could you do that? You could.
Does she have cloud? Does she have the iCloud activated on it?
I have no idea. I doubt it, but. It's a woman, first of all, so I don't know if she's
that could be anything.
Well, I'm going to say that Ben's comments in no way reflect the attitude of this radio program when he said, well, she's a woman.
That could mean anything.
Holy cow.
Wow, Ben.
I hope she's not listening.
Yeah, I'll bet you do.
Wow.
If you can recover the phone and they haven't deleted them, you probably have a pretty good chance of getting them back.
Now, she was on business out in California. I don't even know if she made it home. They got everything.
Well, but here's the thing. Like Pian just said, Jose, can't she call Apple and go, here's the phone number, shut this thing down?
I don't know that Apple does that. BlackBerry will do that. I don't know that Apple has the capability to turn your phone off.
Well, you have to hope two things. One, that she had a locked passcode that they don't know. And two, that they're just moron, clumsy thieves. They're not really professional hacker type.
Well, they have to be able to do something when you're...
Well, even if they had it, if they could pull the guts of that phone and put in a different one, could they power it up and get stuff out of there, or does it just... Is it up in the cloud?
How long has it been gone? When was it stolen? How long ago?
It was stolen last week, and, they've got everything. They used her credit cards and stuff, and so I don't know.
I think your biggest concern is that they have her credit cards, quite frankly. I don't know that the phone is as big a problem as the credit card.
Well, she was able to shut those down. All they did was buy a few lottery tickets with them. But yeah. The phone, I was just curious because of my daughter. There's pictures of her on there, and, just for anybody who has pictures of their kids or...
Instead of Apple, I'd be talking to the service provider, see what their capabilities are.
Yeah.
Who's the phone through? Is it AT&T?
Probably. I think so, yeah.
And you said it's her business phone?
I'm not 100% sure. I don't know if it was work issued or if she gets reimbursed through her company for it. Or I know she uses it for business, but
Yeah, I'd be on the phone with whoever the service provider is and find out if that phone is still active. Because don't iPhone, I don't know, don't iPhones have that trace function on them where you have some sort of app you can find out where your phone's at?
If you have that app, like I have it on an iPad, so yeah. On my iPad I can say find my phone. It'll find the phone and shut it down. But she probably didn't have that, yeah. More than likely.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that, Ben.
Just like a woman.
Thank you, Ben. Yeah. And again, Ben does not speak for us.
No, we don't agree with that viewpoint at all.
Ever put women or even imply they might be second-class citizens or anything like that. One more, and then we have to bail. That's going to be Fred. Fred, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hello, Fred.
Hey, Jose, I've got a problem with my email account. It started this morning. And I've been online with the tech support at New Wave Com, and they haven't figured it out yet. They say they're still working on it. And what it is, I can send emails to this account, but I can't receive anything. And I can go through my Microsoft Outlook, or else I can go on their website and look at my inbox there, and they both show nothing in your inbox.
Okay, can you, when you're on the website, can you send and receive email?
I can't receive on the website either.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be something at New Wave then, because normally what happens is people can send and receive on the website, but whatever application they run on their PC, like Outlook or Thunderbird or whatever used to read mail, somehow doesn't connect properly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, so far they're puzzled. They've been working on it all afternoon. I haven't heard a thing. I thought you might have some.
Have they told you that you're the only one, or is this outage more?
Yeah, when I called this morning, they said, gee, we haven't had any other reports of that. So, you know, that's why I called them, and then they gave me the tech support people directly, and we tried all kind of checking settings and everything seemed okay. And like I say, even if I don't go through Outlook, if I go on newwavecom.net and look at my inbox, it says currently I have no messages.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Hopefully New Wave will have it fixed for you soon.
All right, thank you.
Good luck.
All right, thank you, Fred, and that's it. We are out of time. Thank you, folks, for listening and calling. And if you didn't get through, here is Jose's email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. Please don't forget the sponsor. Did you want to say something?
Did you have the name of the app?
The Thumb, I don't. I was going to Google it. He didn't give me the name of the app, the Thumbprint app. I just have to Google it like anybody else. So please don't forget, Jose is brought to you by Oreck. Without them, there might not be this segment. So thank them when you walk in and look around and tell them your name of the PM. Give it up, if you would, for Jose Hernandez. Yeah.
Good day, everybody.
Thanks, Jose. Mr. Londoff is really tied up and busy and asked me if I'd do the honors. And, yes, I will. I'm driving a pickup truck, a Silverado. It's just it's a courtesy thing. He said, I just want you to drive it and see what you think. And here's what I think. It makes me wish I had an excuse to own a pickup truck. I don't need a pickup truck, except like lots of people, a couple of times a year when you go, I just had a pickup truck. You know, when your wife says, here, take this chair. And I told the one of the boys, our son, that he can have that and put it in the basement, so drive it out. No, I don't have a truck. Now, I do have a truck. It's a Silverado extended cab, and it's pretty much got everything in the world on it. The sticker on this truck is about 49,000. So, I mean, it's 49,000. It's loaded. It is really loaded. You can get in a Silverado standard pickup truck for less than half of that. And again, I forget that there's a bed behind me. I know I have two more doors behind me and seats, but honestly, I forget it's a pickup truck. It drives like a luxury car. Now, I remember a time when pickup trucks drove like pickup trucks. There was a world of difference between riding in a truck and in a car. There's not anymore. All the amenities are there. All the options are there if you want them that you can have. I've got a great big screen and navigation. It's got all Bluetooth, everything. It's a Silverado. And if you, and there are people, I might add, who drive trucks. They don't need trucks either. They just like driving a pickup truck. So I don't need a truck, but I can certainly see how people who rarely need a truck still want to drive a pickup truck. I almost wish, and I know I have to turn it back in, I almost wish I had it through the winter because it's got great big beefy tires on it. You put that thing in the 4x4 mode, which you really need with a pickup truck because there's so little weight on the rear end and it's all in the front. Eat up some snow this winter and dig through it. It's a Silverado. It's a Chevy. And if you haven't looked at them lately, maybe it's time to go take another look. And I know, you know, you GMC people, you're looking at a GMC, knock that off. Go buy yourself a Chevy pickup truck. If you're AM and the PM, if you're truly AM and the PM, you wouldn't buy a Ford pickup truck. You wouldn't buy a GMC. You wouldn't buy a Dodge. You wouldn't buy any other of those trucks. If not, if you're really AM and the PM. And here's what I'll ask you to do. Just at least go test drive one at Landolf. That's all I ask. If you don't like it, you want something else, that's your call to make. That Impala, I don't have time to tell you what I said about that Impala the minute it hit the market. I drove one before John drove one, before anybody over there drove one, because I read everything about it. It's the best Impala Chevy has come out with, in my opinion, since 1964. That was the last Impala to make waves the way this one is. You know where they are. They've been there since 1960. The Washington Elizabeth exit off 270, Johnny Landolf Chevrolet.
Meet me.
All right, let's check the highways right now. I guess we're going airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, yeah, looking at southbound 270, the worst of it is between Olive and Ladue. You've got stop-and-go traffic there. From that point on, it's kind of off the pace, slow to off the pace, we'll call it, down through Doherty Ferry. Now, westbound 40 stacks up from approaching Hampton through McCausland. A little slow from Dallas out through Mason. Looks like we've got baseball traffic, even though the game's not till later tonight. People wanting to come in and party. It's looks like Timberlake Manor up through Mason. That right lane from Mason up through Highway 270 is stacked up. Now, downtown, eastbound 40 was slowing Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 in that right lane, heavy from Park. This traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Want to save money on your electric bill? Try Walmart's great value 60-watt equivalent LED light bulbs. They use up to 81% less energy than incandescent bulbs. Save money, live better. Walmart. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holden.
I'm Joe Strauss.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm John Hadley.
I'm Jim Powers.
This is our team that covers your teams.
For the latest information on Mizzou, Cards, Rams, and Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station. The Big 550 KTRS.
Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from Chesterfield to Crestwood, Frontenac to Ferguson, Leamy to Ladue, Town and Country and more. Warsham Woods to Wentzville, the one you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing. Wherever you live, from Olivet to Ellisville to Pear and Jennings, O'Fallon to Overland, wherever you live, Maryland Heights to Manchester, the name you'd know, Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing.
St. Louis, Missouri, 314-645-2000.
With Insperity, you can help your company run better, grow faster, and make more money. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Insperity's HR and business performance solutions are designed with your company in mind to provide insightful expense and financial management, payroll and retirement services. Or if your company is ready for a full suite of HR and business performance solutions, Insperity Workforce Optimization includes employment administration, employee benefits, workers' compensation, government compliance, performance management, online training, and so much more. Simply call 1-877-273-6011 or visit Insperity.com today. One call to Insperity at 1-877-273-6011 handles all of this and more, giving you more time to focus on your business. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
If you are age 40 to 80 and feel osteoarthritis knee pain, you may qualify for a study of the safety and effectiveness of an already approved injection. to qualify. You should have had knee pain for the previous 30 days and not had an injection of gel for knee pain in the past 6 months or a steroid injection of any joint in the past 90 days. Qualified participants will receive study-related injection and medical exams at no cost and compensation for time and travel. Sundance Clinical Research is enrolling participants in a clinical research study. Call a member of their study team today at 314-567-3377. That's Sundance Clinical Research. Call today, 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377.
This is Steve Light.
And I'm Greg Gonzalez.
We're with the Retirement Income Consulting Group and host of the Retire Worry Free Show with Steve and Greg. Whether you live in St. Louis or 100 miles from St. Louis, when you get ready to retire, we're your go-to guys. You know, retiring is a huge step with huge concerns. We know you're concerned about health care. We know you're wondering how you're going to replace your paycheck. We know you're not exactly sure if you should start your Social Security at 62 or 66.
Are you signing up for the best pension option? What are you going to do with your 401k savings plan? We know what you're thinking. I hope I don't outlive my money. How do we know all this? Well, we know this because we work with people who are getting ready to retire every day. People just like you. And before they met with us, those were their concerns too.
So if you're planning to retire this year, call our office in the Chesterfield Valley at 636-530-9977 or visit our website at ricg411.com. It'll be the start to a worry-free retirement.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC.
Attention homeowners. I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. We've told you about HARP in the past. There are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Entrepreneurs and business owners, you can gain months of valuable contacts in just a few hours. Find the latest products and services to take your business to the next level. Attend the St. Louis Business Expo Wednesday, October 22nd from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. at the St. Charles Convention Center. This is the largest business-to-business expo in Missouri. Admission is free, and so are the informative seminars. Learn how to grow your business, benefit from social media, supercharge your sales, and more. To register, go to stlewisbusinessexpo.com or call 314-569-0076.
Baseball is the American pastime, and owning a new home is the American dream. I'm Tom Hughes with T.R. Hughes Homes, and we're proud to help sponsor Championship Baseball Fever in St. Louis. We're also very proud to help families achieve the American dream. With our Red October sale, save thousands on any new T.R. Hughes home in any of our St. Charles communities. Buy with no money down at Riverdale and let Gershman Mortgage help with the financing and closing cost. Hit a home run and achieve the American dream at trhughes.com.
Gershwin Mortgage, NMLS number 1380-63.
Monday night, the Big Sports Show will be broadcasting live from the 360 Rooftop Bar, high atop the Hilton at the ballpark from 6:30 to 9 p.m.
Why?
Well, it's a big day in sports downtown as our Redbirds play in Game 3 of the NLDS Series.
Unless you live under a rock, we figure you already knew that.
Play ball!
John Hadley will bring his own unique perspective to the festivities from the 360 Rooftop Bar high atop the Hilton at the ballpark on the Big 550 KTRS.
Quick bit of business for the place that I bank, and then we'll take a couple of phone calls before we get into the hour of the Playhouse. The place that I do all my banking is First Community Credit Union. Oh, and by the way, yard sale, people. No yard sale this Saturday. I know. No, I know. I know. Mizzou football and preemption and moving things around, and in the process, the yard sale gets kicked to the curb. So, we will be reminding you of that all week, and the reason I mention it is because, as you know, the sponsor for the yard sale, the people that make that show possible and have for 4 or 5 years now, First Community Credit Union, I'm sorry. Save all that stuff that you were going to sell. And a week from Saturday, because there will be one the 18th, you'll be able to sell it. It may be worth more by then. Look at the bright side. Things appreciate. Think about it. Maybe that beer can collection that you wanted to sell, go up 20% by the time the thing gets back on the air. First Community Credit Union makes that show possible. They make lots of things possible. They make great car loan rates possible. They make banking easy. And everything you want from a bank or everything you do at your bank now, I'm asking you to consider, that's right, dumping your bank, dumping wherever you're doing your banking. We never ask you to do anything when it comes to the people that make this show possible that we don't think you'll thank us for. Think of it that way. We're never going to send you somewhere deliberately where we don't think you're going to be really glad we did. And that's can't be more true of anybody than First Community Credit Union. The people are so well-trained, and somebody does a great job of explaining to those people behind those teller's windows, these customers that come in here are your boss. They own this credit union, which is true. We do. You can't sell your share, by the way, but we do. It's nonprofit. First Community Credit Union, 40 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, and a great place to bank. FirstCommunity.com. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Here's Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Amanda Pia.
Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. No, I was listening at the beginning of the show. You were talking about Paul Revere and Cherokee Nation. And wasn't it just on the last month or two or so that the FCC was going to start fining TV radio stations that use the term Redskins? I mean, I guess over the football thing?
I didn't know about that. I don't think the FCC, no. I didn't hear anything about that. It might have been somebody's idea. Somebody out there might have said, "Oh, here, this would be a good idea. This will stop it."
Well, how are they going to stop every game? The announcers saying,
"Yeah, you can't." Well, you'd have to think about this. You couldn't even pass along a news story about, well, the name Redskins has now been, oh, you said it in the news story. You can't do that.
Well, speaking about that, that was the reason for my call. Speaking of news stories about how, I guess, hypocritical or thin-skinned some people are, I was listening to the news. I don't know if it was this morning or over the weekend, and we're attacking these terrorists, these ISIS guys over in Syria using helicopters. You know what kind of helicopters we're using?
Apache.
Absolutely. It's the most one of the most lethal weapons that we have, but nobody's saying how horrible it is that we're calling such a lethal
a killing weapon. Machine. It's a killing machine.
That's not a great, an entertainment
that's a great point. That's a great point. I'm surprised that someone, you know why there hasn't been a squawk made out of it? Because somebody with nothing to do hasn't thought of it yet, and that's who will stir it up. It won't be the Native American people. They ought to be proud we stuck the name Apache.
And I guess it's a specific tribe, whereas Redskins is almost a not necessarily a slur,
Redskin is a term that applies to...
It's not a tribe name.
Look, when you start messing with the color of anybody's skin, then you're in trouble. But yeah, how about Jeep Cherokee? Oh, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Nothing. It says, you know, it'll go anywhere and climb anything, and why is that bad? So, I got you, Scott.
So if someone starts talking about it, it's my fault now?
Sure, let's make it your fault.
Yep.
Okay, it's got to be somebody's fault.
Yeah, of course it does.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Scott. I just finally read out of the August issue of Rolling Stone magazine the article on Willie Nelson. This is the greatest interview an article I have ever read on anybody.
Really?
This whoever, and I don't remember who the reporter was, that sat down with Willie for, again, you pull it up online, it's the August issue of Rolling Stone. My wife had set it out for me weeks ago, and I just didn't pay attention to it, and I finally picked it up and read it. This is one of the most interesting rebels, and you talk about marching to the tune of his own drummer, Willie Nelson. We don't have anybody else like Willie Nelson. You know, they talked about his mismanagement of money. One time he owed the IRS $17 million. And they came and they took everything out of his ranch, all his personal stuff. They auctioned everything off. He knew they were coming, and he shipped Trigger, his guitar. His guitar's name is Trigger, off somewhere where they couldn't find it. Because that guitar, have you seen this guitar? It beat
it's the same, yeah.
Same guitar. It's got to be worth $2 or $3 million when Willie dies. So he got rid of it temporarily so they couldn't get it. And they took everything. The interesting thing is a lot of the stuff at auction was bought by Willie's friends, and they just gave it all back to him. You know, people with big money, Hollywood showbiz people. And they interviewed, I think it might have been a female reporter, interviewed one of his managers who'd been with him years and years and years and said he was beyond generous, that one of the things his current and fourth wife, I think, did was put an end to Willie's wanting to just help everybody and pay everybody. They had people living on their land. Willie didn't even remember why he ever hired them to begin with, but he just kept paying them. And his manager said that they were on the road one day, and Willie pointed out somebody who had done something, I guess, that Willie liked, and he said, let's give him a raise. And the manager says, he doesn't work for us. Willie said, give him a raise anyway. I mean, will you read this article? There's no way you cannot like Willie Nelson. You may not like the fact that he has complete disregard for some of the laws that he thinks are ridiculous. He said, now in the interview, he said, it's gotten to the point now the cops just don't stop his bus anymore because they know what the routine is going to be. He's going to go to jail. He's going to pay bail. He's going to get back on the road and light one up. And they just said they just don't even bother anymore. And he talks about mushrooms, and he talks about LSD. This guy's put some stuff in his head. And he's still prolific. He still performs. He still writes. Which, if you want to argue the case, if you want to argue against this, well, marijuana kills your brain cells, and you'll be brain dead. No, not with this guy. But there's so much of it that I wish I could remember. And I didn't make a lot of notes, but if you get a chance, August issue, Rolling Stone, the Willie Nelson article. It's, again, probably as good as any article on anybody that I've ever read, because it's just raw. He doesn't, and that's what I like about Willie, he's not sugarcoating anything. He's just telling you. And he's a pretty, one of the things that came out was, there really are so very few people, if any, who even really know him. He's just a different, weird kind of, keeps everything, he doesn't really talk a lot. They said if you're around him, if he does say anything, it's almost like a poet or a genius. The stuff he says makes sense or is funny, but if he doesn't really have anything relevant to say, he just doesn't care for chit-chat and stuff. Great article. Phyllis is holding, but no more. Hello, Phyllis.
Hello, I'm A and then in the PM.
Well, that's close enough. Thank you. What's up?
I just want to tell you something that happened to me in the Del Mar Loop not even an hour ago.
Okay.
Walking down the street, somebody I know has a hat and T-shirt shop there. I won't name it, but, I mean, their official T-shirts cheap, and I had my little granddaughter with me, which is four, mm-hmm. and she had a red cowboy boots on. We're walking down the road, and she let go of my hand, and I said, Chloe, you need to hold on. We're right by a major street, and this man of color spoke up and said, don't teach that child hatred. And I thought, I looked around, and I said, excuse me?
How about safety? Not hatred, safety.
No kidding. Well, he said it like four times. And I'm telling you, he was walking backwards, staring me down. And I thought, well, maybe subconscious. This is my grandkid. I'm responsible for her.
Right.
And as soon as I let go of her hand, she took one step, fell in the hole, swished down on the concrete. And I just thought, where is this moron when something like that happened?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. We're in a real bad time right now in the St. Louis area. And my
prediction, I know.
It can very possibly get worse, unfortunately.
Well, you know what? And theoretically, there were about three reasons why I wanted to hold her hand. And he just affirmed it, that or confirmed it, that was one of the three.
Well, Well, I don't have time right now, but thank you, Phyllis.
All right.
There's a lot I'd like to say. I'll get to it in the Playhouse about this symphony thing. Now we're in a dilemma here. Can Bill go in the Playhouse, you think? Yeah. See if he can go in the Playhouse. I'm going to have to ask him to do that. It's my fault. I'll get to it in the Playhouse. Good feet. Not a shoe store. Inserts arch support. You can call them either one you want. You find it interesting, these TV commercials where Dr., you know who's name, Dr., he's got the foot things and all the Walgreens and now all of a sudden, it used to be just off the rack, but now they want you to put your foot on a thing and make an imprint, and they've got a selection of a dozen or so different inserts. Who does that sound like? Goodfeet. Of course it does. They all of a sudden realized, hey, Goodfeet seems to really have a handle on how to alleviate pain by redistributing people's weight on their feet, so we need to act like we got something kind of like that. They don't. Good feet. The only people I know who do what they do, the way they do it, and as well as they do it. And if you have pain in your, not just your feet, your knees, back, neck, you'd be amazed, just like thousands of people have, that it may very well be coming from the way you're walking or standing, and a simple insert or arch support could eliminate that pain. You'll know right there in the store if it does or doesn't. So what do you got to lose? 30, 40 minutes? You do not need an appointment. There are three in the St. Louis area on Olive, west of 270 across from Friday's, South County on Union Road across from Macy's, and Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. The Goodfeet Stores.
If you've never been to Basso, let us introduce you to the concept of Basement Chic, located on the lower level of the totally revamped Cheshire. Basso is a sleek Italian gastro pub with 32 different beers on tap every day. Voted one of St. Louis Magazine's best new restaurants, Basso is a great place to meet up for dinner with friends or colleagues. It also has fantastic happy hour and late night drink specials. With several flat screen TVs, it's the perfect spot to catch the college and pro game day action. Basso at the Cheshire, just off Highway 40 at Skinker and Clayton Road.
For the best lawn on the block, DynaGreen. Ask your lawn and garden dealer for DynaGreen or online at DynaGreenInfo.com. They've got the best fall starter and grass seed, DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550. Green and green. KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News,